Now, you may have noticed for the past year, we have been looking back at 1968. We've considered the politics, riots, marches, and music of that pivotal moment in American history.
And since we were just talking with Eric Deggans about television in 2018, we thought we would take a look back at what people were watching in 1968, 50 years ago.
Goldie, when you were in school, did you have a tough time with questions?
No, but the answers were murder.
Actress Goldie Hawn made a name for herself on NBC's Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, a frenetic whirlwind of slapstick comedy sketches. It helped make comedian Lily Tomlin a star, too.
One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. Oh, a gracious good afternoon, Mr.
NBC also had another top 10 program in 1968.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
If you liked jokes about excessive social drinking, the Dean Martin Show was for you. It was something that's scarcely seen these days on TV. A variety program with a singing host, skits, and celebrity guests. 50 years ago, it was a tried and true formula, as were sitcoms.
May the bird of paradise reward you with a drumstick.
Here's Lucy. It was Lucille Ball's third sitcom for CBS. She was still a ditzy redhead who got herself into predicaments.
CBS also had three shows with a country flavor. This Mountain Family Out of Water sitcom with a memorable theme song.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed, a poor mountain.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
And then this, Mayberry RFD.
We're from Mayberry.
This is Goober Pyle.
That would be Goober Pyle, Gomer's cousin, because Jim Nabors was starring in the other Andy Griffith show spinoff. In the other Andy Griffith spinoff, Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Me hobnobbing with colonels.
Gomer, you're not going to be a guest. You'll be a busboy.
Still, the folks back home, they real proud of me.
In 1968, TV westerns from the previous decade remained popular. Americans dropped by the Cartwright Ranch for Bonanza. Traveled to Dodge City to catch up with U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon and Miss Kitty on Gunsmoke.
Hearing this list, you might think 1968's television had nothing innovative to offer. You'd be wrong.
Mr. Colton told you.
Tell me what?
I'm colored.
What color are you?
I'm a Negro.
You always been a Negro? You're just trying to be fashionable.
The show Julia. It starred Diane Carroll as a widowed mother and nurse.
She was the first African-American woman to star in a sitcom 50 years ago this year. Back when TV choices were few and most families had to settle on the program they all wanted to see and only at the time it was broadcast.